Studies have generally been careful not to project human characteristics onto animals, so an article appearing in Science magazine is raising some eyebrows. In it, an Ohio researcher says recent studies on rats, dogs, and chimps provide evidence that laughter and joy may not be uniquely human traits. UW-Madison psychology professor Charles Snowden agrees. He says the animal studies done by Jaak Panksepp seem to indicate animals have the capacity to laugh, but whether they're feeling the same emotion as humans is another matter.
They're producing vocalizations that are pulsatile, very much in the same way that that we would go in the pulses of our laughter. And he's finding that he can induce these in very similar ways, that is, tickling a rat.
A former zoology department chair at the UW-Madison says such talk used to be, in his words, a cardinal sin in certain scientific circles. But Derek Bound says the article may indicate a more tolerant view of once scoffed at comparisons between animal and human behavior.
There's beginning to be a feeling that maybe the baby's been thrown out with the bathwater. Because as we look at the brains of animals and their behaviors, we see clearly antecedents to everything that we do.
Bound says the concepts in the article are not very controversial among biologists who have long noticed similarities in animal and human brains, but the comparison irks some psychologists.
The usefulness of this is it kind of debunks or diffuses our arrogance and our feeling that humans are so, so special. Okay, yes, we do some very elegant things, but we are so much more strongly influenced by our animal antecedents than most of us are aware or willing to admit.
While Bowden says he agrees with the main points of the article, even he wishes the author had pointed to more studies to make a stronger case before going out on a sort of scientific limb. He says rigorous animal studies have provided clues to other human behavior, like craving and addiction. Bowden says similar research looking at brain structure and neurological pathways might bolster the case for animal emotion. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.